Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golda, in the film of the same name, is Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir, the Iron Lady of Israel, and how she led her country during what became known as the Yom Kippur War of 1973. But if you hope to learn too many details of that war, or of Golda herself, you may be disappointed. Certainly, I found myself expected to know rather more about that war than I actually did, not to mention the previous Six Days War of 1967 and the events surrounding the bloody inauguration of Israel in 1948. And since my background knowledge of Golda Meir herself was limited as well, I started Golda a little on the back foot.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Today, the Egyptian and Syrian armies launched an offensive against Israel. Our enemies hoped to surprise the citizens of Israel on Yom Kippur.
But the basic events of this war are familiar enough. Two of Israel's neighbours chose the public holiday of Yom Kippur as the time to attack. Syria from the north, Egypt from the south. The Prime Minister was caught unawares despite repeated warnings from spy agency Mossad.
I heard from my spy, the chemist. He wants to meet tonight. His warning of war.
As he did in May.
The warning was accurate.
He cried wolf. That's how it was perceived.
And from the get-go, it's plain that this isn't going to get bogged down by the causes of the war. This is about one woman, in her 70s, handed the management of a war for survival. Not only in her 70s, but undergoing treatment for cancer at the same time. And it's also about one performance, Dame Helen Mirren.
Our troops are outnumbered 7-1.
If the Arabs reach Tel Aviv, Israel will be wiped off the map.
She looks nothing like Helen Mirren under a brilliant makeup job. The fact that she doesn't look much like Golda Meir either is underlined when the film keeps intercutting between the drama of Golda and news footage of the real-life Prime Minister.
If the Americans throw us to the dogs, I will not be taken alive.
The Egyptians have fired the cruise missile at Tel Aviv.
Well, I'm not going to get under the table, but don't let me stop you.
The drama comes in two parts, neither, it has to be said, involving her colleagues in the cabinet much. They mostly seem pretty useless without her. But she gets practical support from the American Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, who's uniquely suited for the job here.
Secretary Kissinger is on the line.
Remember that I am first an American, second I am Secretary of State, and third, I am a Jew.
You forget that in Israel we read from right to left.
Kissinger is played carefully by Liev Schreiber, and his scenes with Helen Mirren are highlights of the film. Unlike the scenes with Golda's loyal assistant, a complete waste of the great Camille Cotin for people who remember her in Call My Agent.
Golda, are you all right? Breathe, Golda, please breathe. Do you want to drink something?
The enemy has tasted blood. There is no reason for them to stop now.
I believe there have been complaints of some factual inaccuracies in the film, which obviously I'm in no position to comment on. One thing no one's denying is how it handles the global ramifications of the conflict, the subsequent oil crisis, and how America and Russia found themselves being dragged closer and closer to an all-out world war.
If the Egyptians defeat us with Soviet weapons, what message does that send to the free world?
The Russians are preparing 11 airborne divisions.
The parallels between this war and what's going on now are uncomfortably close, which makes it harder to assess the film than it was a year ago when it was made. Golda Meir, like other women leaders of the past half century, proved courageous, implacable and ruthless in capitalising on an enemy's mistake, despite the entreaties of her American allies.
The American people will pay a high price for supporting Israel.
If we have to, we will fight alone.
Our troops on the canal, they're surrounded.
You rescue these boys.
Might lead to catastrophe.
There are links to the other current major conflicts too. Golda Meir was born in Ukraine, then occupied by the Russians, before her family escaped to the United States. And you get some idea of where her grit came from. Another great performance from Helen Mirren.
When I was a child in Ukraine, they would beat Jews to death in the street for fun. I am not that little girl hiding in the cellar.
But Golda asks far more questions than it answers. We never really find out how the deadly enemies of the Yom Kippur War became seemingly the best of friends in later newsreels. We're left wondering, who was Golda Meir and why was she far more respected outside the country than she was at home? Sound familiar?
We will keep fighting for a guarantee of life and peace.
As is so often in the case of this sort of docudrama, it offered me a lot of information I didn't need at the expense of what I did. In the end, I wanted far more from Golda than it seemed interested in giving me. I may have to look elsewhere for more information.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.